It was just after midnight when the BBC China made its unscheduled stop. It would be gone again in 2 hours. The German Secret Service had contacted the ship's owners in Hamburg, Germany, asking for help. The owners radioed the vessel as it passed through the Suez Canal, instructing it to change course. Waiting in the cold night air, the team at the dock in Taranto knew that they would have to work fast to identify 5 40-foot cargo containers by serial number and then remove them from amongst the more than 200 on board. The BBC China had to resume its voyage without anyone knowing what had happened. Its ultimate destination was the Libyan capital, Tripoli. By the time the team had identified the boat as the BBC China, it had already left port. The ship was closely watched, but until the containers were finally pried open, the tension was palpable amongst those involved in the operation. What if they were filled with soft toys? The opening of the containers led to a wave of relief from the team. Inside were thousands of aluminum components, positioners, casings, pumps, and flanges. No one but a trained expert would have known that these were for a centrifuge, the device that enriches uranium, the heart of a clandestine nuclear program. The small team, working jointly between America's CIA and Britain's Secret Intelligence Service, kept the interception of the BBC China secret from the wider world for many months, but within hours, they set in motion a chain of events to exploit its fleeting diversion. Within weeks, a team of CIA and MI6 officers would finally be taken into the heart of Colonel Gaddafi's nuclear project. Soon after, the Libyan leader would shock the world by announcing he was giving up something that few realized he had, an active nuclear weapons program. And for the man who had provided almost that entire capability, including the cargo of the BBC China, this was also the beginning of the end. The curtain was slowly coming down on the decades-long career of Pakistani scientist, spy, and national hero A.Q. Khan. In a detailed briefing that stunned President Musharraf of Pakistan, the CIA had explained just how much the U.S. government knew regarding Khan's activities. The end was at hand for Khan and his network, but those few individuals had already managed to do untold damage by spreading the most secret, dangerous nuclear technology across the world.